Rob Reiner, GOP senators will have to contract collective brain damage to acquit Trump. By Jerome Hudson on January 14, 2020. Another day and another personal attack on Republicans from left-wing Hollywood director Rob Reiner. This time, the All in the Family actor insisted that suffering from collective brain damage is the only way Republican senators could vote to acquit President Donald Trump in the looming impeachment trial. Republican senators will have to contract a case of collective brain damage to acquit this president, Reiner's rant began. Each day produces more evidence of unquestionable guilt. The most criminally corrupt president in our nation's history is starting to hear the dulcet tones of a fat lady. Reiner's tirade came just as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, capitulated and announced, after much stalling, to bring a full floor vote on whether to send the two partisan articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said on Tuesday that in all likelihood the Senate impeachment trial will begin next Tuesday. To that end, Rob Reiner has all but given up his desperate attempt to persuade sitting Republican senators to vote to impeach the president. That there isn't one principled Republican to speak out and say what they all know, that this president is as naked the day he was born, is head-explodingly disturbing, he said last week. Just four senators can end this nightmare. Speak. But Reiner revels most in calling supporters of the president racist. There are three types of Trump supporters. Inside the cult you've got the racists and the morons, Reiner said last week. Just outside, in the cult adjacent, are the greedy bastards. So disturbing that they are 40% of U.S. and are continually stoked by state TV. Democracy is in the fight of its life. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.